The World Wildlife Fund wants vegetation management laws in Queensland tightened, and it's closely monitoring satellite imagery to identify large-scale clearing.
We're just looking at the satellite information, just the same as the Queensland government does. And so we look at those images and we are monitoring that to see if we can get a handle on land clearing just as it's happening.
Dr. Martin Taylor is a conservation scientist with WWF Australia.
The previous government weakened that legislation, and so we're very concerned now that we're going to see a resurgence in the kinds of land clearing that were occurring prior to the ban on broad-scale clearing in 2006. So, yeah, that's why we're monitoring now, because the Queensland government monitors, but nobody finds out about it until 2 years after the fact. So we want to get a more up-to-date view of what's happening out there, and that's why we've gone the extra step of looking at the satellite information directly ourselves.
Now, WWF identified a property near Orgathella where recent clearing has been completed. Mr. Taylor says this property's clearing is an example of how self-assessable codes are allowing too much land to be cleared.
We know from the regulatory map that the government publishes that it's supposed to be regulated remnant vegetation. We know from their regional ecosystem maps that it includes about over 300 hectares of an endangered regional ecosystem called Brigalow Blackbutt, and that appears to have been cleared. We've asked the government to investigate. This looks very concerning to us. We've got an endangered ecosystem that's mapped on the official map of the Vegetation Management Act as remnant. It's been cleared. There's no exemption that we can see. There's no code that's applicable here. So obviously we're concerned about that.
This week, an audit of the property's clearing was completed by officers from the Department of Natural Resources and Mines. Noel Ciccone is the owner of Taylor's Plains, which is northeast of Orgathella. He says the audit has found that more trees remain than are actually necessary.
Yes, correct. It was marked on the map as endangered. The preceding map to that is the regulated vegetation map, which covered all that area in blue. And anything covered in blue is allowable to be thinned under these codes. So under the current legislation, we were allowed to thin it. So, yeah, it's all above board, all legal, even though it does use the words endangered, which sounds alarming. But with the amount of trees we had to leave, well, there's more than enough that's left behind.
WWF, I guess, accused you of doing some broadacre clearing. You're talking about thinning. Explain for me what you have gone ahead and done and what the situation is on the ground.
Yes, the tree thinning codes are very precise. I'd assess that some areas we only have to leave 30 trees per hectare and some areas up to 150 trees per hectare. Remembering that the original tree counts in some of these areas were 1,000 trees to start with. 1,000 trees on 100 metres by 100 metres of country is very dense and hence totally useless as cattle production country. And the tree thinning codes allowed us to take down to what I determined to be 30 in some areas and 150 in others. The department heads have come out and done the audit and done the review on our country, on our tree thinning. And in fact, well, they've actually said that we could have come down to a maximum of 70 per hectare and down to 30. And what we've in fact done is we've left over 300 trees per hectare at every audit site. So we're well in front of the game as far as leaving the amount of trees. Although it does look alarming on the SAT map, it's actually a heat radiation map. It's not an aerial shot of actual vegetation. So anyway, from our point of view, we've left a lot of vegetation that we could have taken out. So I think that demonstrates that, you know, there's a responsible approach to this legislation by ourselves when we're leaving well over the required number of trees.
Now, as you said, the Queensland government or representatives from the Queensland government have come this week and the audit's just been completed. What was that process and what were their findings?
The department officials, before they came to the place, had predetermined spots that they wanted to assess. Each one passed individually, but over the five sites, we needed 70% is the baseline for a pass. At the end of the audit process, we achieved a 96.8% pass rate over all the sites. So we've passed with flying covers.
In terms of vegetation management laws, Mr. Ciccone believes the current system is working.
I'm happy with the process, always have been. Certainly support the current legislation that is in place, which allows responsible tree thinning.
Now, WWF says that your property has been an example of why they think the laws need to be changed. What's your response?
My response to that is we had country that was virtually totally useless to us as cattle production country, and that translates to feeding the general population and hence the world population. It allows land that was totally useless as food production to become viable as food producing area and still have quite a lot of vegetation and trees on it. And we as a landholder, we don't want wall-to-wall forest-style clearing. We in fact actually enjoy trees, and so do our stock. It's part of our system. And my two sons are part of our property here and our grandchildren, so we want to see the likes of this place as well. A lot of families throughout Australia want to see their families continue in the ag industry, so we're not going to do anything that's going to compromise the future of our children, grandchildren and their children and so forth.
It's that long-term picture that AgForce General President Grant Maudsley would like to see replicated in policy.
Really, we need certainty. You know, we don't need this constant toing and froing and waxing and waning of laws, if you like. So we need planning certainty going forward.
Queensland's Minister for Natural Resources and Mines, Anthony Lynham, told those at the AgForce conference last month his government will restore protections to vegetation management, but consultation will take place before any significant legislative amendments are made. He says that consultation process is already taking place.
Our government plans are one of still consulting with everyone involved. We're consulting with environmental groups, consulting with the agricultural sector, we're consulting with the community as a whole. We want to make sure that when we bring vegetation management plans in, they're the right plans, evidence-based plans, and plans that will bring the community with us.